Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, it's time to head down to the Lisbon area, Ransom County, bring in the Extension County Agent from there, Brian Zimprick. Brian, how you been?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. Well, we've been talking a lot about different agriculture clubs over the last week or two, and I thought it'd be a good time to get a 4-H update and how things are going in Ransom County. And I'm guessing we finally probably have a full slate of summer and springtime activities compared to last year.
Yeah, it's a completely different tale of what we had last year. What we're currently able to start doing again, and it kind of feels good to know that we can plan a lot of our activities that were put on hold last year.
Yep, absolutely. Well, talk about just the strength in general. How is the health of 4-H in Ransom County?
4-H here in Ransom County is very strong. We currently have a membership of about 170 members, and members are very active throughout the year in many different activities. We've got our 4-H horse judging team, quiz bowl team, hippology teams getting ready to head up to Minot next weekend for the state contests up there, and hope that they do a good job there. We've had our livestock judging teams participated earlier in the year, and had a great season with our senior team finishing second in the state in the livestock judging contest. And our quiz bowl teams, we had two first place in junior and intermediate division, and third place in the senior division. So, and our crops judging team was participating this winter as well, and they had a very good season as well. So kids are active. They're doing a great job and taking advantage of the activities that we've been able to do so far. And as we've said, things are opening up, and these activities are filling up quickly.
Okay. I know June is just around the corner. Thank goodness for that. We were talking a little bit earlier. So any camp or anything like that we should get information out for?
The state 4-H camps are up and going. There's a you can get onto the 4-H website and get to those camps and see what is available. And I know that next week starts the camping season out in Washburn, so we've got a livestock camp out there next week that is currently full, and there's several camps throughout the summer that there are still a few openings in some of those camps, so reach out and look at those. Here in the county, we are looking to do some summer day camps. We haven't quite got all those camps figured out and scheduled yet, but we're working on doing that and getting those out here in the next couple weeks. We've got a livestock showmanship clinic coming up here in Ransom County on Saturday, June 12th, for those kids interested in learning how to show the different species and get more knowledge on getting their animals ready for the upcoming fair.
Okay. Brian, is there like a website or a Facebook page folks can check out to find out some of the details, just in case they're kind of hearing this in an ear and going, oh, I want to find out more about that. Where would they go?
Our website, if you Google Ransom County Extension, will get us get you to our website. And we've got a lot of our information up there. However, NDSU is currently in a transition stage and updating our website, so we're trying to keep that as accurate as we can right now while we're going through that transition. We also do have a Facebook page. Again, go to Ransom County 4-H and Ransom County Extension, and you should be able to find us on Facebook. And again, we try to keep that as up-to-date as we can as well. So,
sure. Brian, is a lot of the sign-up for 4-H, is that done through the school, or is there another place people can go?
Nope. You contact our county office here, and each county has an extension office usually located at the courthouse, and you can sign up through 4-H through Your local extension offices.
Okay. What's a good age for somebody to start 4-H?
We can start 4-H here in North Dakota, what we call a clover bud age. 6- and 7-year-olds are in the clover bud, and then once you turn 8 through 18, you can participate in regular 4-H activities.
Okay, very cool. I'll have you put your ag hat on just for a second. So, sure. How are the fields looking around Lisbon and kind of the region there?
Yeah, you know, the crops are doing very well. Or as of right now, you know, we're not near as dry as what other places are across the North Dakota, but we've got some moisture when we've needed it, and I got those crops up and growing. Drove by a couple spring wheat fields this morning on my way into town, and they look really good at this point. Corn is starting to pop out of the ground. Soybeans, I haven't seen too many soybeans popping up yet, but I'm guessing hopefully we get through this cool spell again and get some warm days again, and we're going to start seeing those soybeans popping real quick, I think. So,
okay.
As of right now, crops are looking good. If we can keep timely rains coming, I think we're going to have a good summer.
Did you get any wind damage from our hurricane the other day?
A few branches down here and there, but in a lot of displaced topsoil. Other than that, I haven't heard of any wind damage of other structures or anything. So,
very good. Well, Brian, thank you so much for the update in 4-H. And I know a lot of the kids in your region do participate in FFA or 4-H, or at least one of those. Agriculture is a big part. But I thought it'd be at least good to get an update in 4-H. It's been a little while since you and I talked, and I am so happy to hear that things are turning back to normal a bit so the kids can get out to the fairs and the different events and have fun.
Right, and we're excited to be able to do that for them.
Perfect. Brian Zimprick, thank you so much, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for the 1 o'clock hour here, the first hour. We'll get back to more Farm Talk with Mick Kerr coming up after the top of the hour.